your life today.
To get the word out as to what's happening in Iran. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We will tell you what's happening in our own backyard and also around the world as to why you should care about Iran, like I always say, and North Korea and other things that are happening. Afghanistan, obviously, it's a layup there because now U.S. troops are going to be doubled by September, October. And there's certainly a big challenge there on the horizon in Afghanistan, and you can see it. I happen to get some information on some of the stuff that's happening, some of the challenges for the troops, and we'll talk about that certainly. But let's start with Iran for a second, since this was the huge struggle around the world that everybody's eyes were on, because we can't believe what we're seeing, and the only way we're seeing the video, the horrific things that have happened the last 3 or 4 days, is through social networking, which, how crazy is that when you think of the Middle East, when you think of the world today and all the conversation about Twitter and Facebook and MySpace and everything else that's out there. Now Twitter has become the lifeline for so many of those people who are protesting the government, standing by the results of what many say is a tanked, bogus election, including myself. It's obvious. I'm not going out on a great big limb to say that the results have to be tainted by what we've seen. Ahmadinejad is a dictator of the worst kind, so he's perfect. The hardliner has the supreme blessing. He stays in office. The deck is stacked. Whether or not Mousavi would have been the guy that would have won or not, there's no question that the odds were absolutely against that happening. So the people have said, no, no, we don't want to stand for this. We want true elections, and we will not accept the results of what has happened here on June 12th. And many have paid the price with their life, with injuries, losing their families, etc., marching through the streets peacefully, and the next thing you know it, you've got a hail of bullets raining down on a bunch of people, and you've got cars on fire, etc., and the only way we can see this is not through the traditional route of a photographer who's willing to risk it. That's what they do for a living, whether it's from the BBC or the United States, one of our media outlets, etc., or some other form of media from another country because of the huge blackout. The world media has been shut down. So you have protesters and security forces that were knocking heads, to say the least, colliding, as it was described in one thing that I read so brilliantly, in a cloud of tear gas and rocks and bottles and all that kind of stuff. The battle is very, 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 very big. And the thoughts and opinions coming out of the United States are certainly mixed. Now, coming up, and we're going to do this now, I think we're going to get ready in the studio back in Minneapolis to let you hear what Fred Thompson, excuse me, Fred Thompson had to say about the president's response. Do we have that, Matt? Let's roll former Senator Fred Thompson.
I think the president was a little bit too calibrated in what he said, apparently based upon the notion that he doesn't want to do anything to disrupt his ability to negotiate with the leadership of Iran, which I think is kind of a feckless policy anyway. So the president's ratcheting it up now. Unfortunately, it's been in response, I think, to a lot of criticism instead of coming from the heart. Mm-hmm. I think it's important the United States is taking a strong stand for freedom, as we always have. I think the whole ball game has changed now. I mean, we have perhaps hundreds of thousands of people in the street now. We've never had that before. We were totally caught off guard about this. We didn't see this coming. We had nothing to do with it. So the people there in that part of the country are doing what we've been unable to do, and that is get the leadership's attention there and possibly changing the leadership of their country and the direction of their country for the better. So we need to get together, you know, here in this country and recognize that that's the case and try to take advantage of it, regardless of the missteps that have been made along the way.
All right. So what we're having, as I said, which is amazing, is the social networking explosion that you have Twitter and a bunch of sites linked to the opposition leader Mousavi or any of his backers, and their text messaging has been blacked out actually since last week. The cell phone service in Tehran is frequently down, obviously, so they're tightening their squeeze on the web. What you've had with news organizations in the United States and elsewhere because of this clampdown is challenging. So when the information does leak out, you have some news organizations that, of course, they want to know what's being said, so they have Farsi-speaking people trying to translate what's coming over, the comments and the images, to give a better idea of what's actually happening. And, of course, videos posted on YouTube and Facebook and all that stuff. Sad, sad story, the YouTube video, probably one that most people have seen, and this is was in central Tehran, where you had a woman identified on the video as Nida, who had been fatally shot, and her father was right there when it happened, as it was happening. So you have these, what we would call, I guess, citizen journalists that are on the streets giving reports, pumping information out, and good for them. And, boy, some of it is really, really shocking stuff. Certainly not what the government wants you to see. Absolutely not. That's why the big block in Iran. And again, why should you care? Because you think of what the United States has to deal with that idiot Ahmadinejad and what he represents and the whole thing about nuclear enrichment, in other words, taking it and running with the ball, and ultimately where does that end up, and of course the relationship with Israel, etc. All of those mixed into one pot absolutely affect what happens to us in the future. Because would we have another war? Would there be a war with Iran? Can you imagine having yet another battle? Certainly at this point, that's not what's being discussed. But what's interesting is the fact that people have the gumption, have the courage to protest what they know is not right. They know the results are bogus. And even with the supreme leader saying to honor it, they were willing to go against that at the risk of their own lives. And for that, my friends, you have to applaud them to have the courage to be able to follow through, to try to pursue liberty, to pursue freedom at all costs. And that's exactly what has happened here. The president is taking that stance and continues to take the stance of I'll sit back, I'll wait, I'll see what happens, because we don't want to jump in the middle of this, since this is internal struggles, or what did he say last week, meddling, etc., which I think is wrong, and he should certainly throw his support the way of anybody who is out there trying to fight for freedom, because that's what the United States is all about, for goodness sake, right? I mean, wasn't that idea before, that we were spreading a democracy? So now we're not spreading democracy unless it's easy to deal with? Yeah. You might disagree with me, and that's fine, or you might agree. 800-259-5791, a whole ton of other things have happened, of course, closer to home as well. We'll jump to all of that on this ADD show coming up around the bend.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C. Fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
Love and marriage.
Now playing on WebTalkRadio.net.
Welcome to Love and Marriage Radio. I'm May Chambers, the mom.
And I'm Erica Chambers, the daughter.
On our show, we talk about real things that all of us do to either make or break our relationship.
So when a guy calls me high maintenance, he's not talking about my car.
Join the fun on Love and Marriage Radio.
They doing all right.
Now playing on WebTalkRadio.net.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On this show, I promise you, including that gas may level off if you're worried about the price of gas going in the opposite direction too much, getting us near that $4 mark. Also coming up, I'm going to tell you about the latest on the Air France crash as they're identifying more bodies and coming up with the exact reason why the plane did go down. And did you know that the health plan could tax 1 in 8 workers? Of course, there's going to be a big battle over this whole health deal over, I think, the next couple of months before they recess again. In the meantime, we're talking about Iran. I'll tell you, it was interesting to hear what Benjamin Netanyahu, had to say about Iran. I'm going to say, certainly from his point of view, the Israeli prime minister nailed it. There's no question. But in summing up his remarks, he talked about this one thing really pretty much from the get-go. As you see, the death toll rose to at least 17, but I think it's probably higher, as do many people, because they're not exact totals. I don't think you really know. So Benjamin Netanyahu says that the Iranian regime's repressive nature, as he described it, has been unmasked by the turmoil over the country's disputed election last week. And he's right, that repressive nature, that's it. That the people are, of course, held down. They've got a big thumb on top of them. And this is now what the blowback is on this, that there are protests. We're not going to stand for it. You can chime in on this or some of the other things that I'm going to bring up here. 800-259-5791. Jeff is listening to us, KFTK in Great St. Louis. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going this evening?
Good. Thanks for the call. What are your thoughts? Do you think we're hanging back too much on this or no?
Yeah, there are. I mean, the excuse. Well, I got a couple of things if I can on this. I'll try to make them fast. Well, one, the excuse was so that they wouldn't accuse us of interfering. Well, they're doing it anyway.
Right.
So what's the point now? And second, I got a couple of ideas how we can do this without going to war or anything like that. We could use our intelligence agencies to hack the Iran's blocks so people can get more information out to the media of what's going on out there.
Yeah, not a bad idea, but of course we wouldn't want that traced back, but you're right. Anything
I'm sure there are ways where we wouldn't be able to be traced.
Absolutely, I agree with you. And so you think, because this is a liberty situation, and you have a group of people that are thirsty for it.
Yeah,
so
I don't even think this is about the candidate anymore.
Mm-mm, I don't think it is either. I don't think it's about Mousavi versus Ahmadinejad. I think it's about the people standing up to say something. That's why Netanyahu, to me, certainly has more courage, than Obama and our own White House. I'd have to say that.
Yeah.
And of course, yes, he's in Israel. Yes, there's a vested interest there, etc. But I think he hit it right on the head that they've been repressed for so long.
Yeah, and some people on left have conveyed, oh, well, where were you in 2000 and 2004 elections? You know, the whole Bush stole the election stuff.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Well, you and I are in agreement, Jeff, certainly.
Yeah.
And what is it we could do? We don't want to go to war. Because
but there's behind-the-scenes stuff we can do.
Right, there's behind-the-scenes stuff, which would be also saying the supportive things, and you said it right, it's true, because it came out anyway, like days later, that the U.S. is meddling, that we are meddling, that it is our fault because of the Western ways, because of the United States, etc. So there was blowback on the U.S. regardless, and there would be anyway, because that always, with Ahmadinejad, that's what he does. He just throws out anything. I mean, look, for goodness sake, this is the idiot that said there was no such thing as a Holocaust when we flat out have, obviously, tons of evidence of that.
Obama still hasn't come out and condemned the election. I mean, come on. How can you count 30 million ballots in 2 hours?
Right, I agree. It's mathematically impossible. Absolutely.
All right, thank
Jeff,
you for
good
taking
caller. Keep listening to us. Thanks when you catch us. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. And like I said, to me, when he talks about the election turmoil, Netanyahu anyway, I mean, bravo. Obviously, Obama has been criticized by many people. And not just conservative-minded people, not just right-wing talk shows, because that's what will be the take on many other shows, and that's not true. There are plenty of Democrats that are also pretty critical because they're speaking out and saying stuff. So it's not just GOP, all Republican all the time, anything to go the opposite way of Obama. I don't think that really comes into play as much here on the Iran question, because you have to know, right? Obama would want the people of Iran to be free. Wouldn't you want the people of Cuba to be free? I mean, pick a country, any country that's dealing with some kind of a murdering dictator like regime, and Iran is one of those. Obviously, that's where you get the idea of the repression. That's why he's a hardliner. I mean, look, this is the guy, as I said, who denies the Holocaust, who certainly wants to blow up Israel, there's no question, and he is absolutely pursuing nuclear weapons technology. He is, wink, wink, suspected of doing so. How many people listening to my voice really think that Ahmadinejad is absolutely not doing that? I mean, come on, of course you do, right? This is not a good guy. So there have been, by the way, and I haven't mentioned this, 457 arrests. Yeah, because you had these clashes going on, of course. Sunday was a little calmer. Now let's see what happens as things move forward. Because the footage that we've seen, we'll play some more of it on the air for you because you can certainly hear it. This is radio, so you can hear what it sounds like. And the question is, it's pretty fair, I guess, to ask this. I mean, I don't guess. I know. is the United States really doing enough in this situation? Is enough being done when you when you've got an obviously dissatisfied a youth, certainly in that nation, that wants they want to see something something change there? And the idea is, you know, is it a delicate balancing sort of deal here? Do you have to proceed with caution, or just flat out think of some of the people in our history that have shed blood and done so much in the cause for freedom? So shouldn't we stand up a little bit more for democracy when you think about it? Think about the wars that have been fought. Think about the current situation. The people who have given their lives over what's happened in Iraq, over what's going on in Afghanistan, over Persian Gulf, etc. The Middle East, we could take lots of things that have happened in the Middle East and talk about that. Terry is listening to us in St. Louis as well. Terry, thanks for the call. What do you think? Nope, Terry, we lost Terry. If you call back, we'll slide you on. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Now, I have gotten some emails. I promise I will get to the emails as well. You can shoot us one at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. We're talking about, you know, should the U.S. meddle? Don't you love that word, meddle? Can the United States afford not to meddle in Iran? Or is it the opposite view? Is it too risky for the United States to go out there on that limb with everybody else? I really don't see the risk since, like we said before, already we've been accused of helping to pull open this lid because of Twitter, et cetera. Somehow that's become, oh, the United States is encouraging this. And the Supreme Leader again has said that the results stand, so that's the deal. The results stand, period. Anybody who goes against that, ultimately, we're seeing what's happening with the hoses, and you know, who knows if there are going to be more protests. I would think that there will be some more protests because you can tell that there's that great unrest in the people there, and I don't think that that's going to be wiped away with a few words from the Supreme Leader, the Ayatollah Khamenei, before prayers a couple of days ago. I don't think that's going to be enough to squash this. I truly believe that there's going to be a much greater push. We'll let you hear some of those emails. Plus, as I said, I'll go around the U.S. and tell you some of the things that are going on closer to home. 800-259-5791. Kate, hanging with you here on ATN.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
It's a fair question. It's your country. Is your country doing enough to help the people who are pleading for that freedom, for that democracy to happen in Iran? Or, you know, maybe you think enough is happening already and that really it's better to lie in wait and see how this all settles. 800-259-5791. If you think of the blood that has been shed of Americans who have helped other people in other situations trying to push for freedom, then you'd have to say, well, isn't this the same thing? Shouldn't something stronger be said since we're getting blamed anyway? And I think the best comments, and I already said them, came from Benjamin Netanyahu on the fact that, yeah, this country's been repressed for so long, meaning Iran. So look at the people. Look at the regime. What do you expect? And somebody a little more cynical would say, well, what do you think the Israeli prime minister is going to say when how could he possibly care for Ahmadinejad after he denies the Holocaust and pretty much is ready at any point to load up the nukes and point them right at Israel? But I think he's 100% right in looking at the Middle East and parceling out various territories, one of them being Iran, a country that, you know, how much do you know about the true nature of what's happening there? Well, the supreme leader ultimately has a lot of say, and Khamenei is backing up Ahmadinejad and what happened in the elections and telling the people to go about their lives and do the same thing, but they're not having any of it. And it was calm on Sunday. As Monday is there, what will that usher in? Will there be more protests that were peaceful until you had these arrests and the militia and the police? Yeah. I think we're going to see more, honestly. 800-259-5791. Let's go out to Jerry, who's listening to us in St. Louis. How are you?
Yeah, hi, Kate. Nice to hear you. Were you taking calls before? I used to listen to you, but I always thought you were, like, pre-recorded or... And you were
no,
calls earlier. I mean, let's say a few months back.
Maybe you heard a pre-recorded show, but no, certainly. We have guests and we take calls, but absolutely. I'm glad you found us and are calling in.
I'm glad you're taking calls. Still, you're getting some calls from St. Louis, as you can tell.
I know. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, first of all, about the Iranian issue, I think that any change in the Islamic Republic state, which is all of them except Turkey, which is secular, which means it's free. You can go about your business freely as long as you follow laws, but they're the same laws as in the West. But in any Islamic state, I think any change for secularization in any of them, Saudi Arabia, Iran, Iraq, Syria, Jordan, any of them, you have to do it from within. I don't think it's our war anymore. These are problems with their religion. And this has to be with, you know, if they're going to overthrow this oppressive Islamic Republic, it has to be done by the Muslims themselves. And I got to thinking, living in a society under an Islamic, they like to call it democratic republic, do you know it's more oppressive than living under a Marxist communist state? Because look at this, women, they're not given any rights in an Islamic state. If they happen to be raped, which is probably often, because they have no rights, they have no recourse, they have nothing. They get stoned to death. They have to be confined to their homes, and if they do need to go out, they must wear this head to toe covering, and they must be escorted by a male. This kind of living is just so oppressive that I think the students, the people, they know what's going on in the world. I mean, it's an internet world. It's it's the kind of world that you can't hide this oppression anymore from the students and make them think that it's proper. I mean, it's that it's modern or that it's even right. It's not right to oppress people because everyone should be given freedom. I mean, we were born free. We shouldn't be oppressed. And even in the Bible, in Leviticus, it says, God says, do not oppress one another. And one more thing, in communist state, like in Russia, they at least have the Orthodox, Russian Orthodox Church, and they allow missionaries to go there, Christian missionaries. And so and in Islam, my gosh, a Christian missionary is killed. You know, they're not allowed in those states. And in Saudi Arabia, you can't even carry a Bible. I don't know what they do with them, but if anybody carries a Bible, it's a pretty, pretty drastic punishment that they get. So I really believe this has to be thrown over by the Muslims themselves. And if they want to worship, the Muslim God, fine. But let them do it freely. Because, well, for one thing, if they do overthrow this, the Muslim God has got a leg to stand on. So they wouldn't get many worshipers, actually.
Yeah, it's interesting. So you say it has to come from within, but wouldn't you say, though, Jerry, do you think the United States should take a stronger stance like some on the Hill have done? Wouldn't you rather, I'm not putting words in your mouth, but do you think Obama then is doing the right thing by saying, listen, this is an internal struggle, let them deal with the strife, and then we'll see where the dust settles. We're not meddling. So you think that is the right tack to take instead of jumping in?
Well, frankly, Obama was he was raised, in a Muslim atmosphere as a youth. He memorized the Quran, or he was told to do it. I don't know if he did it. But anyway, I don't question. I mean, I know what I, right now I'm not questioning Obama. I didn't vote for him. But I think he might have an insight as to how to handle this. This has to be done from within. Can we give him some help? Not with troops. Of course not.
No.
But can we do it? Well, I think it's possible. But it really has to be a movement by the whole, all of Islam, to throw off this yoke, this bondage of oppressive Islamic Republic law and give people freedom.
Give them the freedom to move into the 21st century. But boy, you're pressing against some serious religious beliefs here.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Jer. Appreciate it. But Jer thinks it's something they got to handle on their own. See, I think that Obama needs to back them up with a strong voice. I mean, similar to Netanyahu, even obviously. The people want something different. We know the elections are bogus. Joe Biden stumbled all over it when he was talking on one of the Sunday shows just last week. So trying to tiptoe around the whole thing. I don't think you can tiptoe around this. You have to have a hard opinion, yay or nay. Well, the opinion is we don't want to meddle. Jerry in St. Louis, your turn. Thanks for the call. Maybe not. I think we just had Jerry. I thought we had another Jerry. All right, that would be interesting if we had two Jerrys in a row. So skip that. 800-259-5791. Jerry with a G or Jerry with a J. Oh, my. The massive forms of communication. I know. It's crazy. We can Twitter. We can do it here in the United States, and we just have to know what we're looking at, though. So that's the key thing. If you agree with Jerry, or you agree with me, or you agree with anybody else that said anything on this show, you absolutely have the freedom to call 800-259-5791. Got a couple of emails on this, so we're going to head to the inbox to let you know what the skinny is there. Here's some of them. One from...
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you. I love that. One from... Ironically, I'm not making this up. One from Jerry, who is listening to us on WVMT in Vermont. What is it, a night of Jerry's? He says, hey, I continue to love the show. I catch it whenever I can when I happen to be up later. I have to agree that Obama's being a wuss by not taking a stronger verbal stance. For goodness sakes, he is the king, supposedly, of smooth talking, so why can't he put something a little bit stronger out there and just not make it sound so acidy? Say something strong, but don't make it sound acidy. All right. Here's one from Kim. Kim says, hey, Kate, I got to say, as far as Iran is concerned, power to the people. Good for them for taking to the streets. You say it all the time on your show. It's about action, not reaction. So I hope those who have lost their life have not done it in vain. Ahmadinejad is a nutball, as you describe him. He needs to be gone. All right, he needs to be gone, but the bottom line is he's getting the backing, not the backing from the people, with the Jimmy rigged election, but from the people who are really in charge, the Ayatollah Khomeini, who has said before the prayers the other day that these election results stand. Therefore, in looking at this, the people can continue to I think press forward and revolt, and whether it's war of words or papers or images or whatever it takes. And I think you'll see more of that. I mean, this lid is not going to be shut down. Once it starts to be pried open, think of Cuba and think of the people that wanted to get away from Castro. Castro would send out these pretty pictures and people looked happy when they'd have these celebrations. But then you talk to people who escaped from Cuba and it was nothing like that. Life in Cuba wasn't like that. It was repressed in a different way. People were willing to get on rafts, face incredible odds of even reaching the United States and being able to be free because they wanted to get away from it. Similar situation, I guess, that you're having in Iran. The people want something different and they're not getting it. 800-259-5791. You don't have to be named Jerry, by the way, to call this show. Stay with us.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
The death toll, 17 in Tehran. It's pretty calm right now from what we hear there, but Mousavi, who of course is a reform candidate, is calling for more protests. In the meantime, the Republicans on the Hill are pushing for Obama to be ratchet up his response more than he is. I mentioned before that he spoke to Harry Smith of the CBS crew. He does that early morning show, and in his conversation with him, he didn't move off of that. Let's see what happens with this, what's going on as they struggle internally kind of deal. But I'm sure there's even more to that, so I'll be curious when more of that is released. But Mousavi is urging supporters to continue to protest over the re-election of Ahmadinejad, in a direct challenge, absolutely, to the Islamic Republic's leadership. And there is a blackout, so everything we're getting, of course, is through Twitter and other social networking sites, and it's amazing the video that they've been able to get out under the wire from that from that country. You had gunfire in the north of the city. You had helicopters buzzing all over the place, and you could clearly hear that. Mousavi, who came in a distant second to Ahmadinejad in the poll in the election, had a statement on his website on Sunday, and the statement, I was reading it, and he said, "Protesting against lies and fraud is your right. In your protest, continue to show restraint," meaning peaceful. "I'm expecting armed forces to avoid irreversible damage." And it could be even more. We don't know. When we say 17, that's the number that's being released. But there is probably a good chance that we could see more. Now, Barack Obama has decided to lay in the weeds, as we know, not meddling, all that sort of stuff, while the German Chancellor, Angela Merkel, said that they should conduct a recount. And some others obviously have come forward as well from France on down. So there are some people supporting the people's right to a free election and saying that the results should come in to question. All right, I thought we would lighten the load here. And, you know, there's this thing called Jib Jab, and they often do, I think, mostly political things. And some of them have been pretty funny over the years. They've got one now on Obama. I'll let you decide whether you think this is funny. I think there's some clever twist in this. But for a little bit of comedy here on America Tonight, we go to the latest from Jib Jab.
Darkness had descended all across the land. A lone voice in the distance uttered, "Yes, we can." He gave good speeches, never sweat. He was real good at the intermediates. He's Barack Obama, he's come to save the day. He passed a major stimulus for the bourgeois. They said he had the deficit. He, ha ha, stop unemployment, money died. Fix healthcare in his spare time. He's Barack Obama. Save the day. Use his superpowers to win in Iraq. Then Kung Fu Chow, the Taliban. Ka-chow, ka-chow. I'll image in the world you made. Then make the Jews and Arabs friends. He's Barack Obama. He's come to save the day.
Sir, we've got a situation. Pirates.
Disregard the mounting debt. Stop the growth from getting warm. Fuel your car with nuts and corn. Leave a building running the street. Save a kitten from a tree. Fix the schools, go to space. And to robot in the face. Stop the chain, that's the way.
All right, I'm going to say it's pretty decent. Not as funny as some have been in the past, but pretty decent. What do you think, Matt? We're going to ask our technical guru if he thought the offering was on a scale of 1 to 10, I think is fair. I'm going to say it was like a 6. What do you think, Matt?
Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't as funny as some of the, like, the George Bush one.
Harry Bush,
the Harry
yeah.
Bush one, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It's entertaining, but not fantastic.
Yeah, you know, here's the problem. You have a popular president. Even recently, they released his approval ratings, and they're slightly down a little bit, especially with undecided voters as the biggest swing. But he's still not unpopular. It's easier to make fun of someone who's unpopular or when you're challenging in an election situation.
Yeah, there's a lot more material.
Yeah, there's more material. There's not as much material with Obama. I mean, what do you say? The guy swatted a fly. He's always seems to be in the middle on everything. He's a smooth talker. I mean, these are the things that we talk about on the show. And so that's why I don't think there's quite as much to beat him up on in a video. When the George Bush stuff came out, there had been a couple years, so there'd be things you could take jabs at. That's the idea, jib-jab. And certainly with Kerry there was, and then in a situation where you're running, there was stuff that you could talk about. Hey, speaking of talking about it, I don't know how many people went to the movies over the weekend listening to us in St. Louis and Illinois and California, in Connecticut, etc., in Dallas, Texas, but the proposal must have been a big date weekend because the proposal was huge at the box office, over $34 million, which is pretty good considering that this was one of those comedies. I think people are desperate for something to laugh at because you had the taking of Pelham 123. And the taking of Pelham 123, of course, the cumulative is over 43, but it's been out for more than a week. It's been out for 3 weeks. The proposal, this was their first week. Excuse me. Boy, it's like heavy night for something stuck in my throat. Allergies, I'm assuming. Anyway, that's when you don't want to go to the movie, when you have allergies and that annoying person is near you hacking up a lung. And you feel badly for them because, you know, that's happened to you at least once or twice in church or in a movie yourself, etc. The proposal, though, this was their first week out. And that Sandra Bullock film, I think for her, as Matt was telling me off the air, is the first time in like a decade that one of her movies has been number one. And she's in a lot of those cutesy kind of date movie things. And you saw how well The Hangover did in its first couple of weeks out. They've managed to push it to over 152, so a huge at the box office for them, $152 million. And for this one, as I said, this is just starting week, so who knows where it ends up. The other big one, of course, is the animated flick Up, which is over $224 million, so as it's been out a few weeks, the whole 3D flick thing and taking the grandkids or the kids, etc., you raked in only $21,000. Hey, did you see the proposal, Matt?
No, I didn't have the chance to go see that. I saw The Hangover. That was the last movie I saw, but I haven't been able to get out and see a ton of movies, and the proposal is probably not high on my list right now.
But so, it's a good date movie. You might want to take a date, so you got to think of a girl.
Yeah, I guess. But
are you like the chicks that will go and see the guy films with you?
Well, I'll see all kinds of movies. I go and see movies by myself, so it doesn't really matter to me. So
yeah, I'm kind of the same way. If there was a movie I wanted to see, I would be somebody who would have no problem sitting in the theater. Probably some of the people listening to us checking out that matinee action. So good for Sandra Bullock and, like I said, the big date flick. You know who has, like, a part in that, too, is Betty White, who I think is hilarious. Remember her from The Golden Girls and what was she on before that? Mary Tyler Moore and a slew of other things. So comedy. We all want to laugh with all this hard stuff that we're constantly talking about, both in the U.S. and around the world, certainly. Remember, you can always flip me an email day or night to americatonight.net. We still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, baby. Just think about that when your head hits the pillow every single night.